Today is Easter. I would like to share a message about Easter with you. You know that today there will be also quite a few people being baptized today. How many? There will be 11. So a great crowd today, including my son, Ethan. So I'm excited about that. So this is Shao Liang, who is a student of mine, worshipping the Chinese side. Chinese worship. That was when he was baptized at that time. And I think that baptism and Easter have very close meanings. Let's read this passage together, Romans 6, 3-5. Let's go. Or don't you know so baptism signifies that we die with Christ and we rise again with Christ. So Easter is a wonderful day to conduct the baptismal service. So every year, Easter, we have quite a few people coming to Christ and baptized in that way. So today is no exception. So let's rejoice and celebrate this occasion. Especially to the people who are going to get baptized, I would like to say a few words of encouragement. How to encourage the growth of your faith. Not only to those who are already being baptized, also to those who, just like us, who already get baptized. So I'd like to use this passage from John 21st to look at what happened on the Easter day. And from that, I'm going to gain four kinds of faith for you. And from these four kinds of faith, I hope that you can reflect upon yourself, what kind do you fall into? What kind of category do you fall into? And if that's the case, what can you improve on in your spiritual walk with the Lord? Could I ask you to read together again, four kinds of faith, John 21, verse 1 to 4. Let's go. Early. Go on. Then Simon Peter. Using this passage, we're going to analyze, just like conducting inductive Bible study. In inductive Bible studies, usually there are three steps. First, you ask the observation questions, usually the five W's. What are the five W's? Who, how, where, when. Why is actually the second one to me? It's the interpretation part. You start asking why. So, those are all these questions here. And then you start why, and then you start applying. So we are using the technique, the same technique, to look at this passage, and from this passage, we learn about the different kinds of faith. There are four kinds of faith. I heard this passage from Reverend Charles Windor, and it inspires me a lot, and I find it very useful, so I would like to share with you also about this, especially to encourage those who are going to be baptized today, as well as those who are already baptized. Could I ask you to bow your heads and let's pray once more. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us together here. May you bless those who are going to be baptized today. And also bless the faith of us who are already baptized. May we walk close with you through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because indeed He is risen. Thank you. May your Spirit speak to you in our hearts. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So, 5 W's. When? It happened during the day. That's the Easter Sunday. Who? The first person we are talking about is Mary. What? What did she do? She cried. Okay, let's read this passage 11 to 15. Let's read together. But Mary stood outside the tomb crying. Please continue. Jesus said to her, Mary. The first kind of faith. First who? Mary. Why? Why Mary? Why not the others? Mary Magdalene loved Jesus so much. She was among the first to go to visit the tomb. Why? Because she suffered, she sinned a lot. And her sins were forgiven. And she felt that her sins were all forgiven. Her love for Jesus even more. And this is a woman of emotion. When she saw that the tomb was empty, she cried. She missed the Lord. She missed the body of the Lord. And she asked about the angels, and thought somebody took away the body. And then later on, Jesus came. Mary did not recognize Jesus. Now notice here, having a lot of emotion doesn't mean that you have a lot of faith. You agree? If you have a lot of feelings, doesn't mean that you have a lot of faith. This woman has a lot of emotion. She cried. She cried for the Lord. And when Jesus said, Mary, what's the response? She said, teacher, Rabbi. And what did she do? She hold on to him. She grabbed him. And Jesus said, don't grab me. I have nothing to do back to my Father. To my God and your God. So the first kind of faith we can see from the example of Mary Magdalene is what I call feeling is believing. A lot of people trust God, believe in God. Why? Because they feel. They want to get the feeling. And that's not wrong with feeling. If your faith has no feeling, it's very dry. Some people, Christians, are too dry. You have feelings, but these feelings must be grounded on the Word of God. There must be a very good balance between your feelings and your Word, your reason. Otherwise, if you go one extreme, you are subject to several problems. The first problem is that you are subject to a lot of emotional swings during the day. Sometimes you feel very great, sometimes you feel very down. In a Christian fellowship sometimes in the past, I feel some female Christians, some lady Christians, sometimes they're very enthusiastic, just work very hard for the Lord, pour all her heart out. But in those days, her down, she just don't want to see anybody. As a result, there are a lot of swings in this kind of faith, and also they are not very reliable either. Because it's so much subject to their emotions. If they feel good, they will support you, they work very hard. If they don't feel good, they just shy away. That will hinder their faith. And more importantly, if you just seek for feelings, if your whole faith just depends on feelings, be ready. sometimes you are vulnerable to the evil spirit. Satan is very ready to give you that feelings, and you'll be misguided. There's a sister in Charleston, one time she shared with me, she said, Chuck, you know that recently we have a lady who came to Christ. And this lady, before she came to Christ, she has some kind of spiritual experience. In China, you know, Qigong is a special way of meditation. And she has some kind of special feeling, supernatural feelings already. And fortunately, she came to Christ. Hallelujah! A lost soul got saved. Initially, for the first few months, she was very enthusiastic. She go to church, she do a lot of nice things. But very quickly, she retreat. She stopped going to church. Yet, she shared with my sister in Charleston, she said, I can hear the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit told me about something about this church. The Holy Spirit helped me to foretell this thing. That the apostle sister in Charleston asked me, Dr. Kuo, do you think this is from the Holy Spirit? I said, it's hard to say, I can't judge. But if she is so submissive to the Holy Spirit, why doesn't she feel, obey the Word of God? Going to the church and worship. She does not go to Chinese church, she does not go to American church. She just by herself. Enjoy her fellowship with the Spirit. And she could foretell things. Then I asked the sister, how about you encourage to test the spirits? Because according to 1 John, you can separate between evil and good spirit. You can test it. So when the Charleston sister said to her, she said, no, I don't want to test. I don't want to ruin the relationship with the spirits. There's some problem here. So as brothers and sisters, when you pursue this faith, it's very important to have a sense of feeling, but don't overwhelm that. You have to strike a balance between faith and your reason, between feelings and your reasons, especially it must be grounded in the Word of God. And if you don't feel well, it's the Word of God that drives you forward. So that's the first example of faith. Feelings is believing. Let's look at the second example of faith. Let me ask the ladies to help us read 20:18-23. Ladies, go. Mary. This time is a group of disciples. Where? Oh, it's in an upper room. It's locked. When? The same day. The same evening. Why in the upper room? Because they locked themselves up. Why are they locking themselves up? Why? Because they were scared. And there's no reason to scare because Jesus is risen. But these guys were scared. So when Jesus came, what's the first words, first sentence Jesus said? Peace be with you. The Lord is comforting Lord. You know what we need. So the first word is say, peace be with you. And then what did he do? He showed his hands and side, and his disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. And then Jesus sent an answer. I'm sending you. I'll receive the Holy Spirit, and I'll give you power to forgive. If you forgive anyone his sins, they're forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they're not forgiven. Jesus let them see, and then send, and then give authority. Before they saw Jesus, these people were scared. But after they saw Jesus, they were overjoyed. So what kind of faith is this? What kind of faith is sin? It's shown by this group of disciples. I call it the second kind of faith. The second of five is faith is seeing is believing. If I want you want me to believe, you let me see. Sometimes I like to share the gospel a lot. So sometimes when I find some non-believers, when I share the gospel with them, they said simply, let me see, then I'll believe. And I say, if you see you believe, it's not belief. You have to believe after you see, it's not belief. It's a contraction in terms. Let's look at the third type of faith. Let me ask the brothers to read 24-29. Brothers, now Thomas, who? Thomas. At that time when Jesus first appeared in front of the disciples, he was not there. And then when he heard that his fellow disciples said, Jesus came, he did not believe. What did he say? Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it. I would say, Thomas is the scientist of the group. He wants to prove things. This kind of faith is what we call proving is believing. Let me ask you, why did Jesus not appear in front of him right away? Good question. Think about it. Why did Jesus keep him hanging for about 1 week? If you were Thomas at that time, within this 1 week, how would you feel? There would be a lot of ups and downs if I was honest. On one hand, my friends told me that Jesus appeared, is alive already. But my deep reason told me that no, unlikely, how can a dead person rise again? There will be a lot of struggle in me within this 1 week. And our faith comes from struggle. Jesus, I think, deliberately waited for 1 week before he appeared again. And when he appeared again, he said, peace be to you. Hey Thomas, put your fingers here, see my hands. Stop doubting and believe. Did Thomas put his hand into Jesus? I don't think so. Within this week, he struggled enough, and once he see Jesus, he believed. You know, some Christians or some non-believers go to extreme. They said, if you want me to believe, prove it. Prove it to me. You know what? There's another couple in the Chinese service. It's Quan Ming and Jiang Hong. Some of you know that. It's a very wonderful co-workers couple serving the church. Quan Ming is a deacon of the church. Quan Ming and Jiang Hong. I left both of them to Christ quite a few years ago. And at that time, they were doctoral students in the physics department at USC. And I went to visit them. I went to share the gospel with them at the office. I remember that I spoke to them talking about a lot of reasons why it's reasonable to believe. They still could not accept it because they want proof. I said, there's no way they can prove that God exists in front of you. Because if I can prove God's existence, it's not belief. And also, if I can prove existence, I'm bigger than God. You're just human beings. How can you prove something that's bigger than you? This is out of your bound, out of your ability. I'm not saying that you have to just be superstitious and accept this faith. Just weigh on the balance. God exists or God doesn't exist, which is more reasonable? And to me, God's existence explains more things and explains my need. So I jumped this leap of faith. So the third type of belief is proving is believing. Some of you youngsters going to college, and you'll be bombarded by a lot of ideas. There's no God. Prove it. If there's God, prove it. It cannot be proved. That's why there's no God. Be ready. If your believing is based on proof, some people are going to disprove you very soon. Get ready when you go to college. What's the first fourth kind of faith? We're feeling is believing, we're seeing is believing, it's proving is believing. All this of this are not ideal. What's the best kind? Empty tomb. Trusting is believing. What kind of faith that pleases Jesus most? He says, those who have not sinned, their belief is blessed. Trust and obey. Even when your emotion aspect is not in the right place, you feel not feeling good, you're depressed, or somehow your reason is not right. But you need to trust and obey, and then please to the Lord. Last March of 2009, I had the opportunity to visit Oxford. It's not like speaking at Oxford University. I was invited by the office of Oxford Chinese Church to preach in the church. So I took the opportunity to visit Oxford. You know that in Oxford there came a very famous scholar that we influence Christianity or not. Do you know his name? That's from Oxford. It's C.S. Lewis. So I visited Oxford, and I even went to a bar, the pub, where C.S. Lewis loved to go. Here you can see his faces, all this. The pub know how to make business. He put all these pictures on the wall, where C.S. Lewis always frequent to come to this place. Okay? And here is C.S. Lewis. He's a wonderful scholar, and also a very wonderful novelist, writing a lot of novels to spread the gospel using novels. And one of his novels he wrote, I don't know if you read that or not, it's called Screwtape Letters. Why it's called Screwtape? It's because this big fellow is the Screwtape devil, is the uncle devil. He's speaking to his nephew, is another devil. He was teaching him a lot of tricks in running this kingdom. So the Screwtape Letters written by Cyrus is just tell the other side of the story. How the devil see this world. How the devil attacks. And you know what? There's one scripture, there's one saying in this book. Let me read that to you. He said, our cause, the uncle is teaching his nephew, our cause is never more in danger than when a human, no longer desiring, but still intending to do our enemy's will, his enemy is God, okay, to do God's will, looks round upon the universe from which every trace of him seems to have vanished. God seems nowhere, and that's why he has been forsaken. Yet this prayer person still obeys. So Uncle Screwtape, if that happens, don't touch it. That was too powerful for us to fight back. Trust and obey. To summarize, there are four kinds of faith. Feeling is believing. If you are more toward the camp, I ask you to study the Word of God, and that will be very helpful in your tough times. They will carry you through. If you are more scientific-minded, shift to the feeling, shift to the trusting. The most important, Lord, trust. Trusting is believing. And when you trust, after you go through all this tough time, your faith will be much strengthened, and God will use you. There will be doubts. Some of you are going to college. There will be a lot of crazy ideas coming towards you. So before you go, study the Word, and have daily devotion, and build up a personal feeling, relationship with God, just for this tough time. And you go through this tough time, you'll be well blessed, because this is what Jesus says. those will be the people I'll bless them most. So congratulations to those who are going to get baptized, especially those that have already been baptized. Happy Easter to you. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for getting us together here to worship you. And thank you for the Jesus who has risen. And in him we have all the hope, all faith. Bless those who are getting baptized today. May you guide them through the rest of their lives, to work for you, to get close to you, and to serve you. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.